For 2 weeks in January, KBIA sent a team of reporters to the Missouri Boot Heel to work on a series of reports on the health and prosperity of the region. This week, we've been bringing you their reporting in this special series called Shortage in Richland. I'm Ryan from Uliner. For most people, the term homelessness conjures up an image from real-life experience, someone asking for money on the street or pushing a shopping cart. But homelessness in rural areas like the Boot Heel is much more hidden. People hopping from couch to couch, or multiple families sharing a single small home, which makes connecting individuals to the services they need much more difficult. In the final story from our week-long series, reporter Bram Sable-Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk rides along with a group of people who are trying to account for every homeless person in Dunklin County in just one day.
Anthony Smith has a spiel he'll deliver many, many times today. "I'm Anthony Smith," he says, "with the Family Counseling Center. And today is identified as the point in time count
for the state of Missouri. The governor's office does this annually. We try to conduct a winter count to identify individuals who are homeless or at risk of being homeless in our community."
Anthony is the director of housing and vocational services at Family Counseling Center. The organization provides an array of services across southeastern Missouri, including the Safe Haven facility in Kennett, where Anthony works. Today is a big day for Anthony. He's trying to count every homeless person in Dunklin County, and thankfully he's not alone. A small team of volunteers, who all also happen to be employees of the Family Counseling Center, pile into a minivan for the endeavor. Emily Parker is driving. This is her van, by the way. Anthony sits up front. In the back are Paula Driscoll and Lisa Brown. Their first stops today are to local law enforcement offices, to let them know the count is happening in case they receive any 911 calls about people breaking into abandoned buildings. Anthony and Emily walk into the office of Bob Holder, Dunklin County Sheriff.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you doing?
Today we're conducting the point-in-time homeless count. The governor's office has...
Anthony gives his spiel. When he's done, the sheriff recounts a recent run-in his office had with a homeless man.
We had a situation, well, it was back last summer, that the Blytheville PD brings a guy over here, dumps him off at the Pemiscot County Hospital. Mm-hmm. They didn't like it. Pemiscot County takes him and dumps him back over in Blytheville. Mm-hmm. They call an ambulance, and the ambulance brings him over here and puts him in this hospital.
Resources are pretty sparse down here in the Boot Heel, and no single town has every service to meet the needs of the homeless community. The Safe Haven, where Anthony works, for example, has 8 apartments in Kennett, but those are permanent beds for the chronically homeless. The nearest emergency shelters are in either Blytheville, Arkansas, or Paragould, Arkansas, both about 30 miles away. And the closest shelter that's still in Missouri is in Poplar Bluff, about 45 miles to the north. Homeless individuals are often transported between communities to receive various services. But because everyone down here is already strained for resources, it leads to the type of not-in-my-backyard disputes the sheriff is describing. And both men agree those resources have been strained even more ever since the state's mental health center up in Farmington closed its involuntary psychiatric care services back in 2010.
When they closed Farmington, that was a big mistake.
Absolutely. You know, there's nowhere to house these individuals. Yeah. You know, we were able to take on 6 of them in Pemiscot County at our facility, but I mean, there's just a number of these individuals just wandering around the community. You know, they were there for a reason.
Anthony leaves a stack of point-in-time count surveys with the sheriff and says goodbye.
Y'all be careful.
Thank you, Sheriff.
If you run into some problems, let me know.
The point-in-time crew is equipped with all the tools they need for this count. Flashlights, bottles of water, warm blankets, even an emergency radio. But perhaps none is more important than these surveys. The point-in-time count happens one day a year in Missouri. This year's date is January 28th. In every county in the state, teams like this one are responsible for filling out a survey for every person in their area who has no place to sleep for the night. The questions are pretty basic. What's the individual's living situation? What's their reason for being homeless? How old are they? What's their race and ethnicity? Are they a veteran? Any medical conditions? The surveys are sent to the Missouri Housing Development Commission, which compiles the data and sends it on to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, simply called HUD. The count is actually required by HUD to help track each state's progress toward ending homelessness. The data is also used for planning by both the State Commission and by HUD, which is government speak for deciding where money gets spent. Back in the minivan, the next stop, and one of the most exciting of the day, is a wooded area behind the local Walmart. There's a trail back here, and the whole Point in Time crew pushes through the overgrowth, looking for any signs a homeless person has been sleeping here. Lisa doesn't see any.
You're a while, have they? It's grown up.
As she's talking, Anthony and Emily break through to the grass on the other side.
I don't see any signs of anyone happening over here. Quick glance over there. Yeah, I don't see any signs or anything, so.
Well, this is a nice hideout. Either.
They find some empty beer bottles and coffee cups, but they all agree if someone does sleep here, they've probably already found a warm place to wait out the day. Back to the minivan. The Point in Time crew makes many more stops throughout the morning, mostly passing out surveys to other agencies that might encounter a homeless person. But the first homeless person they encounter all morning is Michael Wilson, a resident they see back at the safe haven when they break for lunch. The story of how Michael wound up here helps explain why.
I've done a lot of house hopping from friends and family, but being an alcoholic, not welcoming, you know, because nobody wants somebody like that around them, especially if they have kids.
During last year's Point in Time count, only 11 unsheltered homeless people were counted in Duncan County. It's a lot harder to count people who have a temporary place to sleep, but those individuals still have a need for services. And Anthony says that underscores the importance of today's count.
I think that our situation is more cumbersome. We have to do a lot more due diligence to ensure that individuals see that we have a homeless issue here in these small communities.
The Point in Time crew eats at the Chinese buffet next to the Walmart before quickly heading back out. There's a lot of ground to cover today, and they've only barely left Kennett. In the end, the unofficial totals, 11 unsheltered individuals and 35 sheltered. Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News.
And I'm Ryan Famuliner. You can find our entire series on the Missouri Boot Heel, including photos and video, at kbia.org. Just click on the Shortage in Richland link. Thanks for listening.